once more when it does. It will even up the score, don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone. And the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does.
When it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does.
It will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap.
Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live from the Radio Ranch just outside of Laramie, Wyoming. Looking to the east, boy, the sun, I can just see it through the trees on the river back to the east. Just getting a good sunrise this morning. What a beautiful day it is. And we welcome you, the remnant, here. We gather in the name of Jesus Christ because he is still on the throne. And he still rules and reigns. And he sits in the heavens and laughs at the plans and devices of men. Praise the Lord. We are coming to you live this November 21st, 2020. And good morning, Brother John.
Good morning.
And good morning from Nebraska, Brother Tim. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Brian. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Amen. And again, we welcome you, the remnant. We'll have the phone lines open this morning. And certainly some interesting times that we live in. It seems like every day, it's almost every time during the day that you look either at the media or to even talk to people, see them in town, it's something new. But we're not anxious about that. Well, John, we'll look to you, brother, to open us up in prayer this morning.
Sure. Well, Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this time each week that you set aside for us to come together as a body of believers, as the remnant, Father, to encourage one another to love and good deeds. Father, we are so grateful for all the many blessings that you've bestowed upon us, but your word says that we're to be thankful for all things, so we also thank you for the trials and the tribulations and the testing that is going on in our lives right now. Father, we know that our pastor told us that what is the one thing that you need to overcome a Red Sea predicament, and that is a Red Sea predicament. And it would seem that that's your plan, to bring your people to a Red Sea predicament where there is no one else that can take the credit for the deliverance but you, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for that as well. Father, we don't need a vaccine. We know that your word says that it's appointed once for a man to die and that there's nothing any man can do or create that can change that day. And we trust in you. The blood of Jesus Christ is our vaccine. And as we pray that that blood, the precious, holy, cleansing, healing, protective blood of Jesus Christ flows through us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet, that it would cleanse us of any impurity, grant us strength and energy and vitality. And Father, you've given us the greatest weapon there is against any disease or sickness or illness. It's called an immune system. And Father, we just ask that you would supercharge your people's immune systems, that our white blood cells would go throughout our body, seek out and destroy and devour any abnormal cells, any diseases, any sickness, any illness. And Father, that those around us would notice that, why don't these people get sick? Father, give us the faith to overcome the things that we're going through right now, and even more so the things that are coming. Your word says that we're to pray for grace and mercy in your wrath, and that you find us, your people, worthy to escape the things that are coming. And we do, Lord. And we stand on those things. Father, we ask that you would hear our cries, Lord, and appeal to heaven for you to save America again. Father, forgive us for the sins we know about and the ones that we don't, especially as we come in service to you this morning. Guide and direct us. Give us wisdom, understanding, and discernment with regards to what's important for your people, the remnant. Father, we do pray for your people, those that are called by your name, who have humbled themselves, and they do pray, and they seek your face. Father, they've turned from their wicked ways. Your promise is that you will hear from heaven, forgive our sin, and heal our land. And Father, that's our desire, is that this land, the true J-E-R, USA, L-E-M, America, the heavenly kingdom, would once again be a God-fearing nation. Father, our pastor also taught us that to always pray for those that can to come to repentance. Yes. And we do, Lord. We ask, yes, even Lord, in this 11th hour, Lord, that you would remove the scales from their eyes and unstop their ears. And when they do, that they would hear and see the truth, and that they'd fall upon their face, and that they'd cry out and ask for forgiveness while there's still yet time. Father, we continue to pray that the things that were done in the dark would be brought to the light and shouted from the rooftops. We continue to pray for you to send confusion into the camp of the enemy, that they'd turn upon one another and devour one another. And Father, we pray for righteous judgment right now, Lord. Father, we ask that you would open the doors that need to be opened, close the doors that need to be closed. We continue to lift up our President, Donald J. Who Trump. Father, I ask that your ministering angels would minister to him, give him just, Father, supernatural strength, energy, vigor, and vitality of his youth. And Father, we see that in this man, that we know that your hand is upon him. And that's the only reason that they have not been able to take him out. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy and your compassion with regards to extending this window of opportunity for your people. But we ask that you would extend that window, Lord. Father, send your guardian angels to protect those that are yours, and send your warring angels to battle Leviathan in the high places. Convict your people of the critical importance of the fact that you're calling your kingdom to order, that you will no longer tolerate lukewarm. You will no longer tolerate churches of Laodicea. Your word says that at least many of you become teachers, as you will incur stricter judgment, and it's better to have a millstone around your neck and cast into a deep sea than to cause one of your little ones to stumble. Father, I pray for that conviction to come upon those that are in positions of authority regarding preachers and pastors and teachers. Father, that they would understand those things and that they would repent while there's still yet time. Father, I just pray for that house cleaning in your house, just as your word says. Ezekiel 9, 4 through 8, go through the city and put a mark on those that are sighing, groaning, and moaning at the abominations in the land, and those that don't have the mark, utterly destroy them, young men, old men, women, and children, and start in the house of the Lord. And Father, we know that you are starting in the house of the Lord. Bless this time of fellowship this morning. Father, we're grateful for all that you do for us. Forgive us, Lord, for taking for granted so many things that take place on a daily basis in our lives. It's in the name above all other names, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. And Remnant, it's a live show. Pastor Peters came up with this years ago, and the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913, if you'd like to give us a call, if you have a question or a comment. And, you know, John, that line is being drawn. There's a separation. The Bible talks about that, whether it's the goats to the left and the sheep to the right, a separation on those that choose this day who they're going to serve and who they're going to obey. And if, you know, you started out about a vaccine, that seems to be in the media, that seems to be that many people are calling for that. You know, oh yes, we need that. And that lets you know the people that have believed the lie, that are of the world, that love the things of the world.
I'm all for it, though. Just give it to the demon rats.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they absolutely. That's what they look for. I like how you prayed. We prayed before. You prayed before that. You know, we're thankful to God for the immune system that he gives us. We are wonderfully made. And you also see headlines. We got the newsletter printed this week, folks. Volume 7, 2020, and got it in the mail yesterday. And so look for that. I don't know if you get it before Thanksgiving. That's coming up Thursday, but should be right around there, at least maybe by the weekend. And I was mentioning to Jason, because I'm down there when I'm printing the newsletter down there with Jason at the print shop, that I've gotten several emails over the last few weeks talking about news reports, different ones about how vitamin C is effective against COVID and how vitamin D is effective against COVID, and on and on and on. And Jason and I were talking. He's doing some other stuff this morning. He couldn't join us, but we were talking the last couple days about how that's come out as immune system boosters. What helps? Taking your vitamins. We've talked in the past about how the soil's depleted and we don't get the vitamins and the minerals from the foods that we eat. And so that to have a healthy body, to have a healthy immune system, we have to take responsibility for what we eat, for what we put in our bodies, or what we don't. You know, the vitamin A, B, C, D, and zinc has been kind of we brought that up over the last, well, at least all of this year, about how important that is to supplement, to take responsibility, to judge yourselves. You might even go as far as saying that. And it's that personal responsibility. And if we look at that on a grand scale, that's what the world doesn't want. The world wants no personal responsibility. Do whatever I want, and still reap all the good, positive benefits. And it just doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way in nature. It doesn't work that way in this creation that our Lord has created. You know, we're given the opportunity. We talk about it. We read about it in Corinthians, you know, especially when we partake of communion, that we're told to judge ourselves. And if we do that, we won't be judged. And I think that that can apply all the way down. Certainly that's a spiritual thing, but it applies down to what we eat, what we don't eat, and supplementing, taking the things. And we're seeing it here in this plandemic that's going on, that there's still truth going out, you know, of the best way to beat this is to have a healthy immune system, to do what you can to fuel this body that's wonderfully made by our Savior, by our Creator, and give it the fuel that it needs. You know, people understand that if you have a diesel engine and you put gasoline in it, you put the wrong fuel in it, you're going to have problems. And if you don't have enough oil or coolant, you're going to have problems.
You can't run a gas motor.
That's right. It works that way. You have to have the right fuel. And no, it's not a health show this morning, folks, but the tie-in between the physical and the spiritual is there. And I think it really comes down to personal responsibility. You know, God is going to hold us responsible. You read the end of the book, he says, I'm coming to render unto each man according to his deeds, according to what he has done. And that's coming. We know that that's coming because the Word says it. But that works on a daily basis as well. You know, many times we are, you know, we have that responsibility to do what we can. Now, we're not ultimately in control, but I think we do have a responsibility to do what we can to keep our immune system up. And that's part of the battle that we have today. You know, just like the food laws. The food laws, no, it's not for salvation, but guess what it is for? It's for health. And it's for obedience.
Yeah.
It's for health and it's for obedience. And, you know, when we are obedient, that is pleasing to God. When our children are obedient, that's pleasing to us. And that comes from that, you know, because we are made in God's image. And so, folks, I I'll get off my bandwagon on this, but in the days we're in, and we've put it out, the mainstream media's put it out. We shared with you earlier this year, the New York Times had a full-page ad on vitamin D3 combating COVID. And we see it all over. And so it's real simple. Your vitamins, A, B, C, and D, and zinc. The selenium that we carry is very similar to zinc. They do the same thing. So your A, B, C, D, zinc, selenium. We also have the LDM that is not a pharmaceutical, that doesn't have adverse side effects, that is, and we've, you know, Dr. Dan, who just passed away, and of course Jason has taken over all that, he's had that LDM for years, and we always called it a lot of damn medicine, because it was good stuff when you had the sniffles, when you had the flu, antiviral, antifungal, and so, and there's a lot more of the remnant that are understanding that and using it and ordering it now than were, and that's a good thing, because it is effective. And so, you know, we have to do, you know, there's been an old saying that God helps those that help themselves, and that's not biblical. It's not, I don't think you can find that in the scripture, but it makes sense. You know, what I have heard is that, you know, Jesus will put up with sin in your life or issues in your life as long as you will. And so I think that those principles apply, that we do have to do our part. We have to do what we can.
How's things in Nebraska, Tim?
Oh, everything here is pretty real. I mean, as far as, you know, I look around and see a lot of the craziness. I don't know how it is in the eastern part of the state, but out here, people are fed up with all the BS, I guess. It's like, you know, we've got things to do. We've got cattle that need fed. We've got crops that need tended to. And we have
some individuals there that are, you know, they feel like they have things that the good Lord gives them to take care of, and they want to continue to care for them. And this interference, this, I guess, what do you want to call it, fascism that's going around, it's astounding to me. But the good news is it's really stirring people up. I mean, there's some serious resistance there, and I think sometimes what we deal with there is, you know, we see people going around, and a lot of people just don't do anything with that. They don't like politics. Can't say as I blame them, really, but you know, as long as they can do their things and spend time with their family, and now they're trying to cancel Thanksgiving, which is, you know, probably the most unique American holiday that God given us, isn't it? I mean, nowhere else in the world, we have, what, two holidays, right, that are uniquely Christian and American. One is the 4th of July, and the other one is Thanksgiving, or Independence Day. They're trying, cancel your Thanksgiving. And the lawyers did some real, I've seen some real hackles come up over that. It's like, you know what, back off. So we're going to do what we've always done, and it just reminds me of that verse in the Bible, fear not, you know, you see that, and I'm just pleased to see how many people are like, I'm not worried about it, you know, so even that one guy the other day that, go ahead, what?
You're not waiting for your guaranteed universal income check?
No. We know where it all comes from. That's like, I think, going back to that other deal for a minute, it's the reality. And we have so many people here. This has all been a reality check, don't you think? I mean, when you look at it, you got people, you know, what we need is a real day's work and real day's pay and real food and, a real life. God didn't guarantee us anything. He said, if you want to eat, work. He said, if you're dishonest, if you're a thief and all those things, that you're a son of hell. And I think we're seeing that division. It's getting pretty plain to see out there. I mean, I thought it was significant. We were talking about this the other day, and maybe I've mentioned it, but they put those signs out during elections in the people's front yards, Biden and Harris or Trump, you know, and we hardly see any Biden signs around, but the ones that you do see are, maybe I'm jumping to a conclusion, but the places are just royal messes, you know, where those are. I mean, it's like, good grief, you know, the place has fallen down, nothing's taken care of, it doesn't look like anybody cares about anything, or anything else. And it kind of would lead a guy to think that tends to run in my mind to people who are only interested in free stuff. You know what I mean? Whatever you can give them, whatever they can take. It's like God's people are, and I'm not saying that we all have different levels of need or not need, but you know what I'm trying to say. It's one of those. If you serve the Lord, you're willing to put some effort into it. You're willing to, it says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. I mean, it's like, people are worried about their daily lives and about how it works and how their families are affected, and they don't expect everybody to give them something. So, it's all free. And I just think I was listening to the radio the other day, and one of the things that I was listening to that left me just kind of, I don't know, aware of it was the fact that I was listening to talk radio, and there was, just several conservative shows on, let's use that word. But every commercial in between the show was about, pass it on, you know, wear your smile and be full of gratitude while you wear your mask. And the other ones were all about how great our public education system was. All these commercials in between that they're selling. And it was like, wow, those people are really worried about, you know, godly influence and everything else, they feel the need to buy up all those commercial slots. So, or somebody's selling it to them and won't sell it to anybody with a little more godly intent. And freedom goes with God. So, yeah, but everything's pretty much like normal here, except that people are just, they're just tired of the mask mandates. They're tired of the fear porn and all the stuff that goes on around here. You know, I mean, there's some holdouts, obviously, but mostly everybody's just doing their thing.
Good to see that there's quite a bit of resistance building up here. Yesterday or the day before, our governor in the late great state of Colorado decided that a county close to us, Weld County, had too much coronavirus going on, and they ordered them to lock down. And the city council and the mayor in that town said, no, we're not going to do that. And they filed an injunction until it could go to court. But lo and behold, you know, our governor came out and said he created this system of like seven different colors, you know, the phases for the, you know, the state of the coronavirus in the state. And anyways, he... it's interesting how those colors are pretty much the same as the LGBTQ colors, and he is a queer. But anyways, he determined that he wasn't going to call for a statewide lockdown like the first time. He was going to let the counties make their decisions. And so, lo and behold, yesterday, they decided that Larimer County, one of the largest counties here, is, as far as population, is now ordered to go to red on Tuesday, like you said, right before Thanksgiving, and that all gatherings of any size are prohibited. Well, good luck with that. It's just like the idiot governor in Pennsylvania who said that you need to mandate wearing masks in your home. Good luck with that. And idiot Gavin Newsom saying put your mask on in between bites. And then just his latest idiot thing was a curfew from 10 to 5. And pretty much all the sheriffs in the area said, nah, we're not going to enforce that curfew. So,
we've got real crime to take care of. We're not worried about that. Yeah,
amen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Amen. It's like they try to outdo one another.
They do. They have Zoom calls. And Whitmer and Newsom and all these idiots, all demon rat governors, by the way, get together and they're like, oh, you think that was good? Wait till you see what I'm going to do this week, you know?
Right.
I don't doubt that, to be honest with you.
Amen.
No, I don't either.
Amen.
But you know what? There's a reason there's no ammo on the shelves anywhere anymore.
That's right. Well, guys, let's go to the phone lines this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Morning, brothers. It's Patrick from Minnesota.
Hey, good
calling
morning.
In.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you this morning?
Oh, awesome. A beautiful morning out here. We had a little frost last night. But yeah, sun shining.
Fantastic. How are things in Minnesota?
Well, you know, we have a saying out here, Minnesota nice, you know. It's... But I think it's getting to the point it's going to be called Minnesota Not So Nice. A lot of people are angry up here. You know, a lot of my coworkers, you know, you've worked for them for years, worked with them for years, and all of a sudden, you know, something like this, you know, you're surprised how many of them are now suddenly became political, which they've never. Talked about politics before, but this year seems to be a hot topic, you know.
Amen.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Amen. So,
you know, I try not to, you know, I kind of put myself on a media blackout for a while, you know, I just, it was just constantly COVID, you know, and I just, you know what, God has this, I don't want to listen to it anymore, you know, it's designed to keep you down, keep you depressed, and you know what happens when you get depressed and all this, you know, you get down, is you get sick, and you do get COVID, you know, and your immune system doesn't work as well as it ought to, and you get sick. Well, you worry yourself sick, and that's
right. You're right, Patrick. The word even tells us that pleasant words are healing to our bones. I mean, the word says that. Says that in Proverbs. Pleasant words are healing to our bones. Well, guess what? Guess what? Fearful words are. Guess what? Unpleasant words, and you know, they're not healing. They're not. They're intended to knock down and destroy. And I wanted, while I got you on the phone, Patrick, let me ask you. You sent me this picture about the rally at the Minnesota State Capitol, and said you found this picture from online a couple weeks ago. And so I look at the picture, and like your comment said, sure enough, there's somebody in the background, and you can tell he's wearing a God Save America Again T-shirt. It looks like he's got his head bowed in prayer. It looks like the people, some of them anyway, are praying there. Wow. That's pretty neat.
Yeah. Yes, sir. They're saying the Lord's Prayer.
How about that? American flags flying. I can see some Make America Great hats, but see that.
We're everywhere, man.
There you go. And Remnant will share that with you. We've got those God Save America Again T-shirts. If you want to get in on that, we'd be glad to send you one. And I know Patrick got Minnesota. He's got several of them, but that's pretty neat to see that. And you never know. You wear those shirts, the comments that you get. People will. I've had people anyway. Be in agreement with that. Hey, nice shirt. Where'd you get it? That type thing. So we've got them. If you'd like one, you know, we ask a $10 donation for them. You can't get a T-shirt anywhere for $10. And this is a God Save America. It's got 2 Chronicles 7:14 on the back. And you want to turn some heads. You want to make a statement. Get you. And I think you'd agree with that, wouldn't you, Patrick? I know you have in the past.
Oh yeah. You know, I often I'll have people come up to me. I've had people come up to me and say, "Oh, thank you for wearing that T-shirt. Those words are so true." You know, I wear it. Like I said, I have a few, and I actually wearing one right now, and I wear them very, very, very often. You know, and of course, you know, we're in lockdown here, so you know, you don't get out much anymore. But yeah, and I know brother Jim from Minnesota, he wears it. Wears his quite a bit. You know, he has a business, so he's interacting with customers every day, and you know, he's been spreading the gospel, and he's doing the Lord's work up here, and thank him for doing that.
Amen.
But I just wanted to, you know, I have a Bible app on my phone, and I use both in my Bible reading and I just been really noticing the verse of the days are seeming, you know, they're just kind of correlating with what's actually going on. I just like to read Psalm 107:19-20:21. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and deliver them from their destructions. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men.
Amen.
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 Yeah, same.
So, you know, it's all coming together. You know, we've talked about this for years. You know, a pastor preached on it for years, and Brother Gary, he's passed on now. Some of you might remember him, and you know, he was kind of a quiet guy. You know, we were down in Branson, and you know, he was shy, and I didn't know that. You know, I had known him for 25 years, and I didn't know that he was naturally a shy guy. But I tell you, he stuck his neck out. He would go to garage sales and flea markets, and he would pass out Scriptures for America CDs and DVDs and cassette tapes. At the time, he had a cassette tape duplicator that he had bought someplace, and he was making tapes. You know, he would record them off the air, live off the air, and he would pass these things out. And he really did the work for the Lord. I mean, he was, yeah. Well, you know, when it came to talking about Pastor Peterson, God, he was, you know, he couldn't shut him up.
Amen.
So, we really miss him. And, you know, we're here. You know, we're here. We've been on this journey for a while. Well, we're here, you know, so.
Well, Patrick, thanks so much, brother. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the update. And know we're keeping you and your coworkers in prayer. And praying, believing. And glad to know that we do have brothers and brethren all over the country that are working, you know, that are doing, being doers of the word and not hearers only, that are standing on faith, that are proclaiming, that are not ashamed of Jesus Christ. So praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, Patrick, you have a blessed... Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry. It just reminds me of what Patrick was saying about worrying yourself sick. And Pastor and I talked many times about the fact that sometimes, you know, God has a good laugh at those people. Psalms 2, 3, 4, and 5, chapter 2 says, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. And then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. And we're supposed to be like God. So, you know, a good laugh really helps you feel better sometimes. I mean, it can change your whole outlook on it. It's like, you guys can't win. You're just a joke.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, we need to make sure we don't forget about Psalm 91, too, you know. You've got to keep praying that, standing on the promises.
Absolutely.
Psalm 91. We need to be doing that at a bare minimum.
Yes.
Daily.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, the only thing that's changed in the last 5-6 months from what it was COVID related is the fact that they're testing way more than they were. I drove by, they took one of the large parking lots there in town and turned it into a drive-in COVID testing facility. And for the first, up until about a month ago, there was nobody there. It was like, well, what are you wasting the whole parking lot for? And they put up tents, you know, to shield the people from the weather and all that. And boy, I tell you what, yesterday I drove by there, they had a traffic cop, direction cop. There must have been 300 cars in line just getting tested. So, you know, that's the only thing that's changed is the fact that they're doing a lot more testing. And is it real? Yeah, it's real, but it's just, it's a flu is what
it is. It's a flu, that's right.
If you ask me, that test basically just tests for the flu. But, you know, where do you put your faith? That's the bottom line. You know, either we believe the word of God or we don't. And got news for you. Those people that are driving through those lines, they don't believe the word of God. They want that vaccine. They want all this, you know. But the more I read about that vaccine, I honestly do believe it's genetic altering. I mean, they're talking about human embryo cells of a Caucasian 14-week-old male. You know, that's pretty specific.
Wow.
With regards to what they're putting into these vaccines. And, you know, not to mention all of the metals and, you know, actually, they're admitting that they're using the nanotechnology, and now you hear talk of 6G, you know, 5G is bad enough as far as causing health issues and activating that nanotechnology, and now they're talking about 6G. So I know one thing. My God says that I don't need their poison vaccine.
Same here.
I won't be taking it.
Nope. Same here, John. Same here.
I said let the demon rats line up, and, you know, I'll help. We should chip in and pay for them if we have to, but yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
That man, free stuff will. Yeah, exactly.
That's so, right. Yeah. Well, Patrick, thanks again, brother, for the call. You have a blessed morning, and tell the family we send their love.
I will. Thanks, Patrick. And, God bless you, men, and ministry, and for you know, standing in the gap and you guys are, you know, one of the few ministries around standing on the Word of God. So, but I'm finding that there's more and more people that I work with are, you know, they didn't know what their faith was, but all of a sudden they're not hiding it anymore. So, praise the Lord. All right, brothers, you have a good day, and I'll see you in church tomorrow. I stole your line again.
There you go. All right, Patrick. God bless, right. Brother.
Bye.
All right. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. If you have a comment or you want to make a... Yeah, mandates, lockdowns, curfews. Many people I talk to, it's business as usual. You know, a local civic group here in town was meeting, and as some of the parents were walking in, a couple of them had masks on. When they got in, they saw nobody else did. So guess what? They just took theirs off and didn't worry about it. And
praise the Lord.
That's right. It is that way. I'd like to share something. I get emails and dispatches from Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son. I like Franklin Graham. I like what he says. I like what he stands for, more so than his father, Billy. I do. I think that he... well, let me just read this quote. It's just a short paragraph, but this is what he's put out this morning. And he says, the number one problem in America is sin. We need to repent and turn from our sins. We have become such an immoral nation. The only hope for the church, followers of Jesus Christ, is to get on our knees and pray to the God of heaven that he would have mercy on this nation. Without that, our country will continue to spiral downwards with more division, more hate, more violence. Pray for our president, Donald J. Trump. Pray for Joe Biden. Pray for God's will to be done. And then he finishes with the quote from Lamentations 5:21, turn us back to you, O Lord, and we will be restored. And it's encouraging to me to see, you know, others, more of a mainstream type, not many, but at least Franklin Graham's calling it what it is. Our problem is sin. You know, that was Gideon's strength. That was Gideon's strength. When the angel of the Lord visited him and he's hiding out, you know, beating out the wheat in the wine press. And he says, you know, where are the miracles? God did all this for our forefathers. And it's God that has done this to us, that has brought the Midianites upon us because of our sin. And that's where it is. And it's national repentance that's needed to combat this, and that starts with personal repentance. Anyway, it's encouraging to me to see this.
It is. Well, it goes along with Revelations 22, 14 through 16, said, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gate into the city. And we know that Matthew 5:14, if you do a little research, you find out, oh, we're that city set on a hill that can't be hid. And you can see these people wanting to get into the city. Verse 15 says, for without our dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie, they want into that city. They want to destroy that city. And he said, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. You know, those things are going on right now. And you can see that's outside the gate. We talk about it all the time, and it sums it up quite well. I mean, you know, they murder babies, and they worship Baal, and they lie about everything, and they just want to tear and destroy, and they think they can do, they try to use their magic to distort and destroy everything that's real. So, yeah, absolutely. And the churches are, he's sending those angels in. And I think sometimes that it's one of those things, just like when he told Jonah to go preach to Nineveh, and Jonah said, I don't want to go. He knew that that was going to be, that Nineveh was going to, those people were going to incarcerate Israel in the future. Well, he didn't want to go talk to them. He wanted them to go to hell. But God says, no, not right now. They were giving them the opportunity to repent. He couldn't not say anything. He had to go do what he was told to do. And I think those mouths are being opened all around the land. And it's from God. I mean, you know, we see some interesting things that are going on. So it's
yeah, absolutely.
You know,
I think something that was interesting to me yesterday was Alex Jones and InfoWars. They went to the Georgia Guidestones, and it was this big deal how he found these Georgia Guidestones, you know. And I was getting texts from people and all that, and then I looked back and the series of messages we did on the Georgia Guidestones, and it was in 2014, and one of our dear brothers in Tennessee actually accepted a mission to go out there and anoint those Georgia Guidestones. I actually have the pictures with the handprints on the Georgia Guidestones. But
yeah,
those of you who don't know what that is, that's basically the Ten Commandments of the Antichrist.
Yes.
And the first commandment is reduce the population to 500 million, which is about a 90% decrease in the population in the world today. And part of that, I believe, to accomplish that, their goal, this vaccine is going to be a large part of that, if you ask me. But
absolutely.
But, yeah, it's interesting. Then they were saying how Ted Turner funded that whole thing and had it built and this and that, and I said no. I mean, if we trace that to the Rosicrucians, and then that traces to the Jesuits, did a whole series of messages on the Jesuits and their black holes and all that stuff that's in previous newsletters that you could order if you wanted to know the truth about all that. But you know, the latest thing that's going around the internet right now is this Great Reset. And just like when George Bush Sr. in 1991 first used the word, the New World Order, they're denying that it exists. But if you look into it, you can see that their position is that there's an urgent need for global stakeholders to cooperate in simultaneously managing the direct consequences of the COVID-19 crisis, plandemic, by the way, to improve the state of the world. The World Economic Forum is starting the Great Reset Initiative. And then it says, according to the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset is a unique window of opportunity for global leaders to shape the future state of the global relations, the direction of national economies, the priorities of societies, and the nature of business models, and the management of global commons. It's really what it is wealth transfer, and all nations need to be third world nations except for the rulers of the world. And new under the sun.
No, and they tell you it's a new generation that they're telling. Amen.
So I thought that was interesting that Alex Jones was just finding out about these Georgia Guidestones, and people were texting me saying, didn't you talk about those? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, quite a while ago.
But yeah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, there's others that are hearing about it. If they didn't hear about it 6 years ago, I remember Pastor talked about it years ago that he talked about it. And John, you did a great article on it. And like you mentioned, you know, getting them anointed. And so those things are coming to light. They're being made known to more and more people about what it is and what's there.
Yeah, people are wondering and starting to ask questions, and that's the issue with this whole prodding and poking on this pandemic thing. And I like what Pastor said years ago about, he said, you know, the American country, the country of the USA is, we're just not stupid enough to give up our guns. They get you to, they can get you to take this, they can get you to do that, but they just can't, you know, the people that came over there were like, we're just not. And the only reason it's not worse than it is, or it's not already done, is because of that. And like John said, there's no ammo on the shelves, and don't think that's wasted on them. They, and people aren't buying it to hunt deer. So it's kind of one of those, you know, they're buying it for target practice. So it's and you know, target's very, but the point is it's like, we're not going to roll over and give up. And God is awakening that heart for the children and his people that the Bible talks about. There's an old guard or an advanced guard that continues, and God gives, that's what buys the time for the rest of the people as these awakenings happen, as God calls, you know, that final call goes out to, get on the right side of the line and put straddle in the fence or quit milling around, you know, sheep mill around in a circle, terrible, unless you, get them lined out and going the right direction. So, you know, when you see those kind of things, go ahead.
I had to adjust my sign. It said, due to the high cost of ammo, don't expect a warning shot. Now it says, due to the high cost of ammo and the scarcity of ammo, don't expect a warning shot.
Yeah. Oh, and and they're saying the toilet paper has disappeared again, and all the, you know, it's just the insanity of the world. You know, I think we talked last week or week before about, I'd mentioned that, you know, Jason had warned about all this. He'd been talking 6 months ago saying, hey, ammo's cheap, firearms are cheap, they're plentiful. Now is the time. Now is the time. And so if you didn't do any of that, I've stopped by our little local store up here, sells some guns, and was in there the other day, and a guy was buying a rifle, and the comment was made that if you're waiting until now to look for ammo, it's a little late. It is a little late in the game, physically. But
yeah, I checked the
go ahead, John.
Hunting stores up in the mountains, small mom and pop hunting stores, and not one round or one shell was in those stores. And talking to one of the ladies who owns one of them that is a Christian, she was refreshed by our attitude of young men who feared God and knew their Bibles. And anyway, she said that she had ammo on order since August and didn't expect to see it if she was lucky in February. So.
Yeah, I've heard that as well.
I spoke to one of the manufacturers. I know him, and I spoke to him, and he said, right now, he said, we're doubling our production size as far as they're adding on. And he said, we've got stuff on order, and he said, we're running full tilt, but he said, we're 4 years out right now. He said, the orders that we have in were 4 years backlog. And he said, what's concerning me is he said, of course, raw materials are becoming more and more difficult to obtain. Lead, copper. And he said, you know, we've got enough to run for a while, but he said, it's just one of those things. He said, we're continuing to, and he said, we have no intention of quitting. We haven't raised our prices. But he said the prices on the retail end have obviously gone up due to scarcity, and that's just supply and demand. But, you know, what an amazing thing. And if you look at the total output of all these guys, it's like, well, there's enough. it's just wild. So, it makes me, it makes me chuckle. I mean, it's like, yep, they're not, people, they don't know, they may not even know exactly what's going on. They just know that they ought to have some, you know. So thank you, Lord, for that, putting that in those people's heart, you know.
That's right. That's right. Well, folks, guys, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us this morning, Remnant, and we do want to invite you to church tomorrow. As Brother Patrick said, join us for church. You can do that at scriptures4america.org, starting at 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central, 8:30 Mountain Time, 7:30 out there on the West Coast, and we'll have a timeless pulpit truth for you. Boy, the ones we've been having that Jason has been coming up with have been fantastic. Many never before seen, old camp messages and pastor's classic pulpit teachings. John, looking forward to your live message tomorrow. We'll have communion. Folks, it gives you the opportunity to, as Tim said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Hey, we do have to work it out. And gathering with the saints is part of that. It just is. And so we thank you for joining us. We invite you to come and be with us tomorrow at church. Hear the Word of God preached. And we'll see you at church tomorrow, guys.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, stay high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out. Ride them out, ride them more, stay high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride. They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake high. My heart's calculating, barking will be waiting at the end of our ride.